Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 61. If you'd like to have a copy of it after hearing it so that you can replay it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. But you must tell us whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling.
Today, the Lord has asked me to do another one of my pieces of literature that He gave me. And also a man named John Peeler gives his testimony. He's a former FBI agent, and he pulls the lid off a lot of the things that the government is doing, the Antichrist government. And I think you'll be very interested in staying tuned in. So make sure you tune in every day until this message, until you've received it. We also have some letters. Before we start, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to pour out His anointing spirit on this tape. And Lord, that You take over this message. Let whatever it is that You want to say be said. Lord, we ask that this happens, that this occurs, that You do this to strengthen the church, and that millions of souls, hundreds of millions of them, billions of them, will hear the good news, the gospel, and repent and become as we are. Members of Your corporate body, the church, the true church of the Lord. Not a religion, but the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, now, where's this letter from here?
From Cameroon, Africa.
Okay, go ahead.
My dear Pastor Alamo, God bless you and bless you and bless you again. I am very happy for the tapes You have sent. These tapes are bringing great changes in my life, and equally increasing my preaching life. I am hoping to receive more and more. Please pray for me and for the Holy Spirit to use me and others around me for this end-time message. Extend my greetings to all the saints over there. Signed, Adrian from Yaounde, Cameroon, Africa.
Okay, give them everything they ask for. Okay, then next.
The next letter is from Santiago, Chile. I would like to take this time to thank God for the materials that I received. These edifying materials are a great blessing to me. We rent radio space from Monday to Friday, 1 hour a day. I would like to know if it would be possible to receive messages or Bible studies on CD. CDs would make it easier. I hope that the above will serve as a blessing to you. Until next time, your servant, Pastor Jorge from Santiago, Chile.
Well, they have an hour radio program there. We'd love to be on that program. Just tell them to go right ahead and make sure this all would be done in the Spanish language so that they can understand it and tell our people to send them the tapes in the editing room. Those that are translating from Spanish, get those CDs to them immediately. Then the next letter, please.
From Edo State, Nigeria, Africa. For the special attention of Pastor Alamo. Dear man of God, I cannot fully express how grateful I am to you for the way your publications have turned me from Catholic darkness into God's marvelous light. I was a member of the Roman Catholic Church here in Nigeria for over 10 years. In fact, I was born into the church as my family had a very strong Catholic tradition. I was even about to go into the Catholic priesthood. A missionary passed your newsletter titled The Pope's Secrets to me 2 years ago. After reading and digesting the contents of that inspiring publication, I realized that I was heading to papal darkness. I confessed my sins and became converted. Today I am the pastor and founder of Grace Tabernacle Church, a Pentecostal church. All members of my family have also been won and converted to the truth that I received from your publications. Man of God, please, I want to affiliate with your ministry for spiritual and other support that I could receive from you and your truthful church. We hope to follow all your beliefs and teachings because they are Bible-based. Meanwhile, my former priest in the Catholic Church had been leading a campaign of calumny against our newfound faith in Christ. They are trying to influence the government to proscribe our church for the reason that we are not registered as their church. but an international affiliation to your church would guarantee our continuous existence. Kindly send us your books and tapes to build our faith and that of numerous faithfuls that are joining us daily. Every support from your ministry would be wholeheartedly accepted with thanks. I hope to hear from you soonest. Thank you very much, sir. Pastor Azu.
Okay, give them abundantly of everything they ask for. And definitely they are to be affiliated with this church. Okay, now let's get right into the Antichrist Roman agents that are now claiming to be United States agents. The whole country now has taken on the Roman devilocracy. They're taking the Bible out of schools, to name God out of courts, and attacking Christians. Go ahead, let's start out right now. Read everything, the title and all.
Evil One World Government Agents Are Claiming to Be United States Agents, by Tony Alamo. The confession of a former FBI, BATF, DEA, and...
Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is BATF. Then what?
DEA.
Yeah, Drug Enforcement Agency.
FBI.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation. They ought to investigate themselves. Then what?
And Federal Bureau Task Force Undercover Agent. After quitting his diabolical work for Rome under the pretense of being part of the United States government, John G. Peeler tells how the United States of America's law enforcement agencies are enforcing the Pope in Rome's will on U.S. citizens. All of its secret societies pretend to be the servants and the protectors of not only the U.S. citizens, but the citizens of the world. However, in reality, Mr. Peeler and many thousands of other former government people say they were out to destroy U.S. citizens, as well as the citizens in all the other nations of the world. John Peeler said that the BATF, DEA, and FBI's plan was not to arrest David Koresh. You can read John Peeler's confession in this literature, wherein he states that the BATF, the FBI, and the DEA had no intention of arresting the Branch Davidians. The whole plan was to kill David Koresh and as many of his followers as they could. 3 weeks before the massacre, they told me, Peeler, they were calling it a turkey shoot, with David Koresh and his followers being the turkeys. All of them were an offshoot of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
But they read the Bible and remember, according to these homosexuals and followers of homosexuals and lesbians, that's evil. You know, we're dangerous, you know, when we read the Bible. And why? Well, because the Catholics have been claiming to be Christians for years, and everybody sees them killing and murdering people and fixing the voting situation to where only their men get in. If there's a Catholic like Bush who says he's a Christian, is running, and they know that he's going to stand up for Catholicism, they're going to make him win, whether you vote for the other guy or not. So that's why he's called the fictitious president. El fictitious presidente. Okay, then what else?
I volunteered to go to the Waco turkey shoot, Peeler said. The government told me they were taking the most ammunition, the most weapons they ever took in the United States to a bust, and that they didn't plan to take David Koresh alive. They planned to kill him. I was involved in the Oklahoma bombing and the World Trade Center number 1 and number 2 attacks, Peeler said. Complete confession below. On April 28, 2003, Joan Decker, who has been a volunteer member of the Holy Alamo Christian Church for 33 years...
Yeah, which is now, you know, the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries. Then what?
...answered the prayer line phone. The first thing she heard was a man blurting out, "You've got my permission to record this conversation if you would like to." The copy of this tape and the transcript is on our website. You can hear it exactly as it happened. And you can read it now.
And now this tape, you can hear it on our website. All right, then what?
The conversation Mr. Peeler had with Joan Decker was almost identical to the conversation that was taped by Don Sweat, another Christian who has been with the Alamo churches for 32 and a half years. Because of the limited space and because of redundancy, we are printing only the conversation between Mr. Peeler and Don Sweat. We will refer to Mr. John Peeler as Peeler and Mr. Don Sweat as Don. Peeler, hello. Don, yes, is John Peeler in? Peeler, yes, who is this? Don, hi, my name is Don. I work with Pastor Tony Alamo and Alamo Ministries. Peeler, Hey, yeah, I called earlier and talked with a lady named Jones. Don, right. Peeler, did you get a chance to listen to the tape, sir? Don, no, I haven't, but I understand you wanted someone else to call you. You had some more information. Peeler, that's right. I volunteered and worked undercover for the United States government. I had the best intentions in the world. In 1988, the Ku Klux Klan was burning black churches here in Arkansas and the surrounding southern areas. But anyway, what I'm saying is a real, real complicated mess. I would like for you to pray for my son and myself. I'm no longer with the United States government. The only way I'm with the government now is they harass me on a regular basis and trying to figure out some way to put me in jail. The FBI came to my home a few weeks ago and threatened me. Then they forced me to take a polygraph test. I took a polygraph test and I passed it. They are real upset because I no longer do deals for them. But they did me really dirty. What happened, I volunteered and went undercover for the government in 1988. They had a list of people that they had me to get to know these people, get involved with them, and then find out all about them. But most of the people who were on the list were really bad people. Most of these people were like Wilbur Hale, the High Phineas Priest, the KKK, him, and Richard Wayne Snell. Let me tell you what precipitated this in my conversation with you. What happened, I get Tony Lama's newsletters most of the time. Sometimes I look at them better than others, but this last one, when I read about the Pearl Harbor thing, it sent shivers through my spine.
That was entitled Another Pearl Harbor. Then what?
It really did, because I was involved with a lot of the things that he's talking about in there. I know for a fact that he's 100% correct. You see, another Pearl Harbor, I've got a college degree at the University of Arkansas, but I'm working on my master's degree in history now. So anyway, regarding Pearl Harbor, in World War II, President Roosevelt and his whole administration, along with a lot of the high-ranking officers, knew that it was going to happen. The bombing of Pearl Harbor made the people of America angry enough to go to war against Japan. FDR, who was a puppet of the Pope and the Pope's man in the White House, knew they needed Pearl Harbor to get the United States involved in the war. FDR knowingly allowed the attack on Pearl Harbor to happen, causing the American people to fight Japan during World War II. FDR gave not only the secrets of the atomic bomb to Russia, to Stalin, he gave the atomic bomb to Stalin in Russia, along with 2.2 pounds of uranium, at a time when the United States' total stock of uranium was only 4.5 pounds. The bomb was transported to Russia from an airport in Great Falls, Montana. Major George Racy Jordan observed the entire conspiracy. This FDR atrocity was commanded by the Pope. The command was given to President Roosevelt by Cardinal Spellman, a homosexual who was the Pope's man in the White House at the time. Cardinal Spellman and secret Catholic Knights of Malta Joe Kennedy used FDR to give Stalin the nuclear device. Stalin took his orders from another cardinal named Agajanian. The Vatican, Roosevelt, and Stalin were Jew haters. Hitler's entire top echelon was Catholic. They proved their hatred for the Jews in the concentration camps in Germany, Poland, and Czechoslovakia. The White House blamed Julius and Ethel Rosenberg for having given the A-bomb to Russia. Both Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were put to death for Roosevelt's crime.
And they both were Jewish. That's because they hated the Jews, so they just railroaded them. Then what else?
President Bush is the most Catholic president we've ever had. He is surrounded with cardinals. From the beginning of his presidency, George Bush has been promoting the Vatican Nazi Jesuit agenda. 2 months into his presidency, surrounded by cardinals of Rome, the president dedicated a cultural center in Washington, D.C. to the greatest enemy this republic has ever had, the Pope of Rome. Bush declared that he is going to enforce the words and teachings of the Pope here in America. President Bush said, "The best way to honor Pope John Paul II, truly one of the greatest men, is to take his teachings seriously, to listen to his words and put his words and his teachings into action here in America."
And his teachings are that anyone that's not a Catholic is a cult. Anyone that reads the Bible is a cult. Anyone that prays is a cult. Anyone that studies the Bible and have Bible studies is a cult. And anyone that homeschools their children are cults. Isn't that sick? And Bush wants that enforced. Okay, and all the other things that we aforementioned. Then what else?
Mr. Bush is advocating Catholic Nazi terrorism, which is Roman canon law. The Vatican has been terrorizing the people of the world for centuries. Patricia Zapoa, Catholic News Service, March 24, 2001. Back to Peeler. You see, the same thing happened on the World Trade Center. Okay, you see what happened while I was involved with the government. I started out slow. I became a member of the Invisible Empire, the Ku Klux Klan, the Aryan Nation, and all these things. The BATF, FBI, DEA, the Federal Bureau Task Force, CIA, CFR, Knights of Malta, all these are branches of the Vatican. The Vatican doesn't care at all if you come against a president, a king, a queen, or one of these branches, because they're nothing but smokescreens for the Pope. Just so you don't say anything bad about the boss, the Vatican, the Pope in Rome, powered by Satan, the Great Red Dragon, Revelation 12:3. I don't believe in what they believe. Don't get me wrong, Don. I thought I was helping God and country. You know what I'm saying? Don, right. Peeler, I thought I was. I knew some black people that had their church that was burned down here in Little Rock. I knew them personally, some of those people. Okay, anyway, I knew that that was totally wrong, burning churches down and suppressing people just because of the color of their skin. So anyway, I'm not a white supremacist or anything. I'm a Christian first. I belong to a non-denominational church. But anyway, I've heard of Tony Alamo off and on for many years. But in 1988, when I started with the government, Tony Alamo was one of the guys that had been on the government hit list to assassinate, to my knowledge, since 1988. You know, most of these people on the list, you can understand why they are on the list. Don, you know the leader of the Aryan Nation, the leader of the KKK, Phineas Priesthood. Do you know what you have to do to be a Phineas priest of the KKK, Don? Don, no. Peeler, you have to murder two people in cold blood that they tell you to murder. I put over a dozen of those people in federal prison. Do you see what I'm saying? Don, right. Peeler, so I thought I was doing a good thing. But towards the end of my government involvement, what happened, you see, is I even went with some federal agents to Alma, Arkansas, Alamo Territory, and ate at the Alamo restaurant there and talked to some of the followers of Tony Alamo. So you see, I didn't go and pursue it. I didn't become a member of the Tony Alamo Foundation or anything because I had bigger fish to fry. You know what I'm saying? Don, yes. Peeler. But anyway, I can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt these people that I was involved with, most of them were involved with crimes and stuff. But I mean, like the head leader, the Phineas priest of the KKK, and another guy named Lane LaRue, and another one named Mike Ash. I was forced to frame these three Aryan Nation and KKK leaders. I was forced to frame them. But during my tenure of involvement with the government, what happened, I met Tim Tuttle, also known as Timothy James McVeigh, five different times. I went to the Oklahoma City Federal Building. I helped, I hope God forgives me, but the government swore to me that they were going to stop the bombing before it happened. You see what I'm saying? Don, right. Peeler, but anyway, I was actively involved in the bombing of the Oklahoma Federal Building. About a year ago, the BBC, British Broadcasting Channel, Channel 4, the largest channel in the world, before Timothy James McVeigh got executed, through his lawyers and his investigators and stuff, they got in touch with me and talked to me. But they figured he was involved, so they couldn't save him or anything, so they didn't have me go to court. But anyways, one of the main things with the government, I refused to do certain deals for them, and one of the deals I refused to do for them was to target, assassinate, and entrap and frame Tony Alamo. As a result of me not doing that, they tried to frame me for murder and put me in jail for murder in 1995. Sir, the main reason they weren't successful is because at the time of the alleged event, I had been shot. Most of the agents didn't know it, and I was still in the hospital in an oxygen tent, the time they gave of the alleged offense. They were unable to frame me, so they framed my youngest son. Is this a security bond that they are holding over my head? But my son told me this last Sunday when I visited him not to let it bother me anymore, but to tell the whole world about it if I wanted to. But see, my son is with the Eagle Scouts, a Lance Corporal of the Marine Corps, a Christian kid, never did any dope or anything in his life. He's only had two traffic violations in his entire life. They tried to frame me and were unsuccessful, so they framed my youngest son here in Arkansas. He's doing life without parole for murder. There's no body, there's no weapon, there's no blood, there's no hair, there's no forensic evidence, there's no eyewitnesses. There's just two people that the government got to come forward. the two people are my ex-wife and his estranged wife, that they forced them to say that he said that he murdered a person. There is no evidence, sir. I mean, people that I've talked to, a lot of people don't believe me. But I've got the newspaper articles and the court transcripts about the case and stuff.
And he did send all that here, and he's telling the truth. Okay, then what else?
But the reason my son was framed is because there was Tony Alamo, and there was a communist leader. There were three people that I refused to target, assassinate, and trap and frame for the government. So the government, I become persona non grata. They tried to frame me and were unsuccessful, so they framed my youngest son for murder, and he's doing life without parole in a prison. A company from California came to the prison where he was at to do a movie about him.
All right, I see that our time is up, but you'll definitely want to hear part two of how these Roman government agents, the Antichrist army, is claiming to be United States government agents. So I hope this has caused some of your eyes to be open to, you know, how that there's a different government in here. I love the United States flag. I'm one of the most patriotic people you ever saw, but I'm not patriotic to a bunch of devils, all right, or people that are from Rome. I love the United States of America. If I wanted to be part of Rome, I'd move to Rome, but I'm here, and I'm here to tell you the truth. So make sure that you tune in tomorrow. And until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And hey, get right with the Lord right away. Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask Him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask Him by the Spirit. Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And, Lord, I will read your word, and I will keep your word. I know that you won't turn me away, because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 61.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is the World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you, praise the Lord, and let's get patriotic, amen? Mm-hmm. Let's believe the Bible, because Bible patriotism is for the people of the entire world. We don't believe in blowing people up. Even these devils, God will take care of them. So until tomorrow, tune in for sure. God bless. I have a song here that I just recently recorded with the Prague Symphony Orchestra and the Life Choir of H.P. Barnum. He arranged and conducted this. What a friend we have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend because he showed me that he existed. He showed me there was a heaven and a hell, and he delivered me from hell. Showed me the way, that he was the way, the truth, and the life. No one can take his place. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear.
carry everything, everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Everybody does.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.